Culture 7. Exercises 4 and 5.
Hello and welcome to the Cinema Giants podcast. This week, we are looking at one of the great actors and directors of recent years, Clint Eastwood. And in the studio to discuss Clint Eastwood's career, I have Ellie Harris, author of The Man With No Name. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
Now, the title of your book comes from one of the roles that made Clint Eastwood famous. How did that film come about?
Well, Eastwood had played the role of a cowboy in the popular TV series Rawhide in the 1950s, and that brought him to the attention of the Italian filmmaker Sergio Leone. At the time, westerns were extremely popular, both on TV and in the cinemas, and Leone proposed that they make three films that would be different from Hollywood westerns. They were more violent and didn't have much dialogue. Eastwood himself has admitted that they weren't classics, but they did make him internationally famous.
He became the model of what everybody thought a cowboy was like, didn't he?
Exactly. He was tough, tall, good-looking, and he was capable of looking after himself. He became a role model for what some people thought an American man should be like. They decided to market the three films as stories about an anonymous man, the man with no name. And this added to his image of someone without connections to anybody or to society. It seemed to say this man depends on nobody but himself.
As we all know, Eastwood went on to make many different kinds of films as an actor and director. But in 1992, he returned to the genre when he acted in and directed what many consider to be one of the best westerns ever made, Unforgiven.
Yes, he did. But it was a very different film from his earlier cowboy films. Unforgiven reflects the change that had taken place in America as far as cowboys were concerned. One of the main characters is an African-American, played brilliantly by Morgan Freeman. And although there is a lot of gunfighting, the whole film shows how horrible and frightening violence is. Even the clothes that the characters wear reflect what cowboys really wore back in the 19th century. So this film is much closer to what that period of time was really like than other westerns.
Well, thank you, Ellie Harris. A very interesting look at one of Hollywood's most popular actors. Now, if you thought...